Michelle, the world has returned to its original axis.
Oh, no.
Everything is back to normal in the way that it should be. And I'll tell you why. That's because the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, Inc., you know where I'm going with this, they have reinstated Hulk Hogan into its Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
Yes.
When was he... Why did he get out?
You weren't aware of this whole story a few years ago?
Can you refresh my memory?
All right. Sex tape with Hulk Hogan in it, right?
That's right. Okay.
In that sex tape, he was heard using some racial slurs. And they kicked him out of the Hall of Fame because the WWE condones everything else but using racial slurs, okay? They condone folks beating up on each other. You know, they condone the whole alcohol usage and everything. Remember Stone Cold Steve Austin drinking the beers?
Oh,
all
yeah.
The female wrestlers, they condone all that. But Hulk Hogan, you're messing up one time. No. We can't have that. Well, they've taken it all back and have welcomed him in just 3 years after they kicked him out. He's now 64 years old as Hulk Hogan.
Jeez. Wow.
Real name, Terry, I forget how it's pronounced, last name, Balea or Balea. Is his last name, B-O-L-L-E-A. But with that whole sex tape, he was awarded like close to $100 million with that whole lawsuit that was released. But he's now back into the Hall of Fame and into the good graces of the WWE. He went to Twitter, all of his 2.2 million followers. He said, he's been praying for this day, and I finally feel like I made it back home. Only love for the hashtag WWE Universe. Brother. Of course, he had to put a brother in there. Brother. Brother. Going back to my childhood, I mean, come on. How can you not love Hulk Hogan? His theme song, I am a real American. He just screams wrestling and America.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Now, I know he made a mistake, which obviously I don't condone, the whole racial slurs and everything, but the second chance... In life, I am a fan of that. I couldn't see them keeping him out of the WWE Hall of Fame. And, I mean, they disassociated themselves with everything that had to do with Hulk Hogan. They weren't selling any more merchandise.
Oh, wow. I didn't know all that.
Yeah, they totally cut ties with him.
You know who needs to be in a Hall of Fame is Pete Rose. Don't you think he needs to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Well, I mean, baseball goes back a long way. You bet on baseball, it's... And if you're playing baseball...
Are you saying he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. It's a tough call.
He, like, holds the record for, what is it, most home runs ever?
Hits.
Hits.
Hits all time, yeah.
Listen. Okay.
Hits leader all time. Joe Gekler is the person to have this argument with.
I am hashtag team Pete Rose.
Gekler's the huge Reds fan. I'm sure he would be on your side with that.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Totally for it.
You know what? Now that LeBron left, no. LeBron, I don't care about anything. No. Pete Rose doesn't get in the Hall of Fame.
Why?
I'm a bitter Browns fan. LeBron left. No, Pete Rose not in the Hall of Fame.
Hulk Hogan, for saying racial slurs,
we're talking,
can go back into the fake Wrestling Hall of Fame.
What do you mean fake? What?
The WWE is fake.
Hold on,
like,
wait a second.
All of wrestling is so silly.
Wrestling's fake?
Yeah. If he can go into this so-called Hall of Fame, so can Pete Rose, for goodness to Pete. Baseball is an American classic.
Pun intended right there? Pete Rose, for goodness Pete?
Yes. But come on.
Having Hulk Hogan not in the WWE Hall of Fame is like having... Not having Elvis Presley in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, Lord have mercy. It's like having Pete Rose not in the Hall of Fame. I don't even like the Reds. I don't know why I'm sticking up for him.
No, that's back in the day of the big red machine.
Right.
But a true survival story right there by Hulk Hogan. Getting back.
Survival story?
Getting back into the good graces.
I cannot even take this conversation.
Of the WWE. Formerly the WWF, of course.
They had to change that.
Yeah, the World Wildlife Foundation said no. We've
been around, absolutely not.
Been around longer than you have.
Wrestling's fake.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
My husband, we go into this round and round every year because he wants to watch. What's that yearly, the big fight that is always?
Well, there's WrestleMania.
Yeah, that one. He always wants to watch it. And
there's also the Royal Rumble and Summer Slam and. Then there's a few others out there.
Those are the nights he goes to the basement to watch TV.
Gotcha.
No one wants to hear that.
What do you mean? You don't want to see a bunch of men greased up or wrestling around with each other?
I think I'm okay.
Body slamming one another.
Oh, goodness.
What was
gracious.
The Hulk Hogan's finishing? Oh, what? I think it was the body slam.
What's the stunner? I know what that is.
That was Stone Cold.
Stone Cold, okay. Yeah.
Boy, that takes me back. No, but for real, speaking of survival stories, more and more is coming out as the woman who was in that car crash, that woman from Oregon who went over the cliff in California in her Jeep.
I don't think I heard this story.
Yeah, she went on Facebook and basically gave an account of what she can remember up to this point in time. Woman from Oregon, it was over the weekend when I was gone, badly hurt, stranded for a week after her Jeep went 250 feet over a cliff right into the ocean near Big Sur in California. She says she survived by drinking fresh water dripping from moss. That's what kind of kept her going. Weird. She was, I think it was a whole week or close to a week that folks couldn't find her, and she was just hiking along the beach. You know, sometimes those beaches off those cliffs in California, I mean, they're rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Those waves crash up against those rocks in the side of that cliff. So she was up against it. Right now, she's in a hospital bed. Yeah, she did survive for 7 days on the coast. Right now, she has a brain hemorrhage, jeez, collapsed lung, broken ribs and collarbones, and a severe sunburn. Obviously, she didn't plan on being on the beach for that long. She says from what she can remember, she broke the front window of her car. That's how she was kind of able to get out. Somehow swam to shore, so a rock or something, and she was kind of safe there for a while. And she said she passed out, then woke up, and she thought she was in a nightmare, in a dream.
Oh, that's
Can you imagine?
Sad. No, that is so scary. Jeez.
Yeah, Angela Hernandez is her name, 23-year-old. She posted from, like I said, what she remembers on her Facebook account. And I see probably a book deal coming in her future.
Sure.
Maybe a movie deal. Somebody will buy the rights up. It's like Castaway, right? Almost.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that.
What was that?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that's right.
Stranded on an island. Which, by the way, that's another one of the movies I saw on vacation.
I've never seen
that. I had a
bunch
of movies there, and I never watch movies. I said, you know what, I'm going to pop in Castaway. Why not? I hop on a plane in a few days, I'll watch Castaway. And
how was it? Was it good?
Besides the plane crash scene, it was all okay.
were you on the plane watching it?
No, not on the plane. A couple days before I left.
Because that's awkward.
That would be awkward,
right? That would be really uncomfortable.
I'd be like, can you turn that off, please?
Yeah, Jesus.
Nobody wants to see that.
No.
Just like you in the wrestling, nobody wants to see Castaway on a plane.
Nah.
What are some other bad movies to watch on a plane? Maybe Air Force One. That could be a bad. Con Air.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Those are some other horrible ones to probably watch on a plane.
I don't think I've ever watched a movie on an airplane. I think I usually just sleep.
I try to sleep.
Did you take a little, like, Xanax or something to calm your nerves?
No, I didn't. Nothing like that.
Because you said you were
not
really
high-strung. Not into illegal and illicit
drugs. It's
not
illegal if it's prescribed, you ding-a-ling.
Well, what do you have to do to get prescribed to that stuff? I mean, I don't even know. Hey, Doc, I need Xanax. Okay, here you go.
Did you have a drink to calm your nerves? You said you were freaking out.
No, I can't do that. I can't drink on an airplane.
What's wrong with you?
Because my nerves, I tell you this.
Well, that's supposed to
You're
calm
getting me all
you.
Worked up about it right now. I can't do it. I don't want to talk about my flight anymore.
You'll
I'm
never
back
fly ever again.
I'm back
will
on
you?
Solid ground.
Will you ever fly again?
I don't know. I will voyage again. I don't know when that voyage will be.
Maybe you should go by boat.
Yeah, I don't know. Seasickness and all that.
Yeah, I will probably never go on. Have you ever been on a cruise?
No.
Me neither. I saw Titanic. I'm cool. I'll stay on land.
You're good?
Yep. I'm good.
Don't set sail where there are icebergs. Maybe stay in the southern hemisphere.
I mean, I'll go out to Atwood, and I'll go on a pontoon boat, but that's about as far as it goes for me.
Little different.
Yeah.
Little different.